Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After receiving these prophetic blessings on your phone, join us on the Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and Facebook, then listen to the radio broadcast daily being uploaded to our YouTube and Facebook. That means you receive three ministrations daily on this platform. All of you listening abroad, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, please do so daily. But if you cannot, then as soon as you wake up in your country or where you are, first of all, listen to this Turning Point on your phone. Then turn to our YouTube and Facebook to listen to the Prayer Hub for the day. Also listen to the daily radio broadcast on our YouTube and Facebook as announced. Welcome also to Saturday, the 28th day in March 2026. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. As I look at your life from the spiritual prism from here, by faith, I see a beautiful you, a lifted you, a decorated you, a celebrated you, and a honored you. Irrespective of how you look now or what you may be going through, there shall be a dramatic turnaround and transformation. Psalm 126 verse 1 says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Can you do this where you are? Turn around 360 degrees. Do it the second time. I prophesy, so will God turn your situations around positively. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for someone. And when I say someone, they could be in hundreds of thousands. Someone who desired to recover the lost years. Yes, lost years, lost opportunities, lost relationship, lost money, or lost space. You desire to recover your lost position. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says, I will restore back to you the years which the locust has eaten. Do this. Place your right hand on your heart as I pray. I prophesy, may your lost years, lost resources, opportunities, health, good sleep, platforms, and times be fully restored back to you in multiple fold. Say amen, I receive it. Please, everybody, open your two hands before you. Keep them open and let me pray. May God drop your most cherished desires into your hands. I see keys to a house, to a car, a job, an office, and helps drops into your hand. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. Your testimonies will follow. Send them then. March 28th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. As you grow in age, we grow in grace. God will cherish your life with abundance and plenty. Happy birthday. Everybody prepare the communion element. We will climax today's ministration with taking the communion. Now let's take on issues. First one today. Good day, Daddy. I was a pastor's wife, but my husband is late now. I have not been able to speak in tongues, even though I have attempted several times to do so. Even when you ask us to, I tried, but still could not speak in tongues. My students that I taught in Sunday school are all speaking in tongues. This has even hindered me from going for ordination in our mission. Anyone that has not spoken in tongues cannot be ordained, and I will not lie. This is bothering me. Sir, what should I do? I want to be baptized speaking in tongues. Thank you, sir. Wow. If you can get born again, then you should be able to get baptized speaking in tongues. The process and the principles are the same. And I want everyone listening to me who is also desiring to speak in tongues to listen carefully. Let me ask you, how did you get born again? I mean, how did you know that you were born again? The answer is in Romans chapter 10 verse 10. With heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is the key. That is the way. You believe in your heart the word Jesus Christ, and you started confessing in your mouth that you are now a child of God, and the consciousness gradually dawned on you that you are born again. In same way, if you are truly born again, then the Holy Spirit is already on you. Salvation is the Holy Spirit coming into our spirit, waking it up from coma, as it were. Holy Spirit is already on you if you are born again. Now open your mouth, and from your spirit, not your brain, not your intellect, not your thought, but from your spirit man, start, the Holy Ghost is there. Open your mouth and start speaking out whatever is coming from your spirit through your vocal cord. It may be incoherent to start with. You don't understand it. It is in another tongue. It's an unknown tongue. It may not make sense, but keep speaking it. Say it loud and clear. Continue. It is an unknown tongue. That is it. You are already speaking in tongue under the Holy Spirit. Try it now. Block your intellects, blocks your own thought life. Speak out whatever the Holy Ghost is passing through your vocal cord, through your mouth. Keep it up. Congratulations, you are already speaking in tongue. Anyone desiring to speak in tongue, do what I have just described now. Whether in your room, in your car, or even your bedroom. Oh, that's a good place to speak in tongue. Send your testimonies later. Next, more anointing, Daddy. I enjoyed your teaching, especially you, encouraging husband to make their wife their friends. I never enjoyed this privilege, because I married a timid man whose social and godly life is zero. He has no friend. He lives a lonely life and subjects me to it. He does not care how I pay the house bills and children's school fees. At times, I have to beg to sustain the home. We now live in separate ways, even though under the same house. It's unfortunate, but I have accepted my fate. He was introduced to my family by someone, and we got married. Wow. I read this out to further establish what I have taught severally here. Ladies, do not marry blindly or ignorantly, even young men too. Let no family or friend, pastor, prophet, or prophetess matchmake you or tie you to anyone for marriage. Marriage is sharing one's life with another person for life. You can't do that with a stranger. Marry only your friend. Character is like pregnancy, I keep saying. No one can hide character for too long. The character you describe here is not a marriageable material. Those traits were already in him ab initio before you said, I do. But you had no teacher, no mentor. There was no platform like this for you to let you know what to look for in a spouse. As you said, accept your fate. Take care of your children so that they are not too badly affected by the situations at home. Engage spiritual warfare for him. By the grace of God, his heart will be touched. Next, another similar situation. You listen. God bless you concerning the woman her husband told to shut up before their family members. Same is my husband here. That's what he does mostly, correcting me openly. Does it before our children. He relates with me like a little child, which hurts me so much. Because of this, his behavior, we almost lost our daughter to mental illness. She's not having good feeling for her dad. He will never accept any wrongdoings. He's also on this platform. He only listens to what you say, but will never put it to practice. It causes me so much pain, always, claiming it's right, no matter how wrong it may be. I'm going through a lot in this marriage that I cannot share because of his ego. God bless you, sir. More grace, more anointing. Please treat my message. Wow. I read this out also for all couples, especially husbands, and would be husbands to hear this. This is an unmitigated damage. X, please, your children will be terribly damaged when they see violence you visit on their mother as they are growing up. Oh, they will be damaged beyond repair. Yes, husband and wife do disagree and sometimes quarrel, but that must never be in the public and must never be before the children. your wife and yourself must sit down and settle your issue. It's unfortunate that some people will be listening to this teaching here, but will never put to practice what I daily teach. It's a pain in my heart as well. Well, thank God for many that are changing through these teachings here and all the practical counsel we give. My daughter, well, warfare prayers. Patience, don't fight him back. Don't do fire for fire. The children will be further damaged. He needs deliverance. God will deliver him. I want more women suffering like this and some other ways. Write to me. Now, mention your name and your husband's name. I will neither mention your name or his, and I will not even read it out here. I need it for my pastoral work, laying the names on the altar, prophesying on you and your marriage from here. By the grace of God, a change will happen. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. 30 minutes crossover vigil from March to April is this Tuesday, March 31, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after 12 midnight. Set your alarm clock to 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday if you're an early sleeper. Don't miss it. It is spiritual and profound. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 333 we are sowing this month, then the 5K and the 7.5K connected to business enlargement and to terrific sales this end of the month, do so. It is not close. Take your communion and let me bless it. I bless that communion in your hand, communion for dominion, for healing, for wellness, for longevity. Pray more on it on your own. Eat and drink. Your miracle starts now. We'll continue from here tomorrow. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not close or rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.